Joining us now, I'm delighted he's with us. Been on our show a number of times, but not when he was running for the presidency. Governor Rick Perry, Texas Republican, candidate for the presidency, and he's with us now. Hey, Gov, how are you?
Hey, Laura, everything's good. We could use a little of that rain they're getting on the East Coast in Texas, but other than that, the state's still creating jobs, and it's still a island of job creation in this country that I think Americans are really begging for. And that really is, it goes back to the point here, is Americans get it about this Federal Reserve printing more money and devaluing the dollars that are already not worth what they were 2 years ago because of the just absolutely horrible monetary policies and stimulus and debt creation that this president and his administration and frankly, a complicit Congress were involved in.
Well, Governor, the Texas job creation issue is something I've been on for years, and you and I have talked about it before. I've talked about it with state legislators who are mutual friends of ours. It's an amazing story. From healthcare to energy, it's a place where innovators are right now. It's just, no, you can't debate that. And in the attempt to disparage your efforts there, I think are just going to fall flat. I think they're already falling flat, and they're not working. But this debate, however, that is raging within the Republican Party goes to a deeper issue, and that is, I think there are a lot of people, a lot of elites who are inside the Beltway, many of them, a lot of them former Bush people, maybe even Jeb Bush himself, who don't seem to be thrilled about the fact that you're running for the presidency. What is your reaction to what seems to be an anti-Perry push among a number of these Bush people?
Look, I got great respect for the Bushes. Whether it's the, I don't think there's a more honorable man, a better man than George H.W. Bush, one of the finest men I've ever met in my life. He and Mrs. Bush are just, you know, I mean, they're like everybody's grandfather. You love them. I mean, they're just really good people. And they're, you know, they taught their children. But at the end of the day, look, I'm Rick Perry, and I'm who I am, and I've got my own record. I'm not George Bush. I don't try to be. You know, respect him. I consider him to be a friend. We've talked to each other a couple of times within the last, you know, his birthday was July the 6th. But, you know, here's the issue. Let's quit worrying about whether or not you particularly, our country's in jeopardy. I mean, there are people, when I traveled across South Carolina, New Hampshire, and Iowa last week, Laura, I mean, people come up to me and they're scared. But they know that our country is standing at the precipice of possibly defaulting. I mean, the idea that the debt that's been created and this $14-plus trillion debt and our kids are going to have to pay for it, they're ready for some leadership. They're ready for somebody to stand up and say, Mr. President, your policies have failed. And we need new leadership in this country. We need someone with a vision that will get America back working. And let me tell you, you can argue a lot of things about me. I get that. But you cannot argue that we haven't created in the last decade the job creation mecca.
So why do these people not like you? Honestly, because this is a fight for this nomination. It's going to be a big fight. It's going to be tough. It's going to be Romney, you, Bachman. I don't know. Maybe someone else is going to get in the race.
Yeah.
But these people who are big money people, they're connected to a lot of campaign cash, which you need to be able to be competitive, frankly. They're concerned that you're going to blow up. They're concerned that you are critical of the previous administration, the Bush administration, and that you're going to take take this party into this, you know, more of a Wild West kind of approach to things. And they're concerned about it. Why are they so concerned about you?
Well, here's what I tell them. I said, if you think that Texas has been taken into the Wild West, if you think that Texas is a failed state, then you got, you know, stand up and talk about where we're a failed.
They don't think that, Governor, but they think that you're not the right person. They think that you kind of shoot from the hip, and that's that's not what the Republican Party needs. I'm just reading these reports.
Laura, I'm the right person for Texas. They've elected me three times to be governor of the state, unprecedented in the state's history, and we've been a job creation machine. Americans are not going to sit here and get carried backwards or get carried off. They're not going to be diverted off of a story and a vision that can get America back into the economic position that it needs to be. That, you know, with all due respect to anybody that's out there either directly or indirectly criticizing me because I speak plainly, I call it like I see it, Look, I'm not an establishment figure. Never have been, and frankly, I don't want to be. I dislike Washington. I think it's a seedy place. But our country is in trouble, and I don't have the privilege to sit on the sideline and watch our country be destroyed economically by a president who has been conducting an experiment on the American economy for the last 2.5 years. My wife told it like it was when she looked me in the eye and said, listen, you have to do your duty, and that's what I'm doing.